In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. John, in his Gospel, shows us the heart of the resurrection story. It is not so much the angels in their white robes announcing the joy of the resurrection, although in truth that comes later, but is the hard fact, the historical fact, of the empty tomb and the linen wrappings lying there and the body of Jesus absent. How often does the world think that faith in Jesus Christ is some kind of escapism, some kind of flight or departure from reality? And yet, it is the very opposite. Our faith in the resurrection is grounded in historical fact. As St. Paul says, it makes all the difference whether Christ is truly risen or not. And so St. John hits us hard right at the beginning of his account of the resurrection with the fact of the empty tomb. This empty tomb is enough to convince the beloved disciple that the Lord has risen. And it was this message that Christ has risen that impelled the church to go out into the whole known world and preach that fact as the life-changing message. Yes, the teachings of her Lord were very important. His commandments to love your enemies, to do good to those who persecute you, to turn the other cheek, were radical teachings, but they were not the first thing that the church announced. What the apostles and the disciples announced to the unbelieving world was, Christ is alive, Christ is risen, Christ is Lord. That was the fundamental and life-changing truth. On this Easter Sunday, we don't have the same privilege as the beloved disciple in Simon Peter. We can't look into an empty tomb and see for ourselves this fact. And yet, later on in the Gospel of St. John, our Lord says, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. We can't believe because we've seen, but rather we believe because we have heard. We have heard announced to us the good news that Christ is risen. This is the most precious thing that the church has to offer us. The good news that Christ is the victor over death, the conqueror of sin, and the savior of the whole world. I just said that we can't see an empty tomb, and that's right. But we can see the living Christ. We ought to be able to see him in each other. We ought to be able to see him in our hearts. If we have the truth of Christ living with us, if, as St. Paul says in the second reading, we've cast out the leaven of malice, if we've driven from our hearts the power of sin, then the power of Christ, the living Christ, ought to be there for others to see. And so on this Easter day, let us be joyful in the great fact that Christ is risen from the dead. And let us share this joy with others. In a few moments, we will renew our promises of baptism. For most of us, we made these promises For most of us, we had these promises made for us while we were infants. And yet each year at the Mass of Easter Sunday, we have the chance to renew them for ourselves. We've tried to spend Lent in cleaning out the leaven of malice, in cleaning out that sin that might have still a power over us. And so now, as we reject sin and profess again our belief in the risen Christ, let us do it with hearts that are full of joy and full of conviction that the risen Christ lives in his church and wants to draw all people to himself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.